Years ago, famed preacher John Killinger was at a barbecue and saw a man who just seemed to be radiating joy. There was just a smile upon his face that was irrepressible, and Killinger couldn't help but go up to the man and say, "Why are you so happy?" And his answer was, "My wife left me." And Killinger thought, "Well, I've known a few men who might have that response, but not many who would admit it so readily." And then the man said, "And I lost my job." And Killinger's thinking, this man's a little unbalanced. Then he said, "And I lost my second job." At this point, Killinger thinks, "I'm in the presence of a bona fide nut." And he's trying to pull away from this man when the man says, "And then I learned to let God bless me." He said, "Yeah, after I lost everything, after my life had completely hit rock bottom, I rediscovered my faith in God. And I began to focus upon the little blessings that I realized God had bestowed upon me. I can't say that my losses didn't hurt. They hurt greatly. I was devastated. But I began to thank God for beautiful weather, for kind people, for my health. I began to find the blessings in each day. And the more I thanked God, the more I relaxed and I allowed God to bless me. I began to feel like I was on the top of the world, and the more I allowed God to bless me, the more on top of the world I was." Killinger realized he wasn't in the presence of a nut. He was in the presence of a lay theological genius who had understood the blessing nature of God. Jesus, one of his themes is the blessing nature of God. He says, "Why do you live lives of such anxiety? Why are you anxious about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear, what you're going to put on? Why is that the focus of your life? Do you not realize that God is a God of blessing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet God provides for them. Are you not of more value than they?" Look. Look at the lilies of the field. Look at the grass in all of its glory. Solomon wasn't arrayed like one of this. God provides for grass that's alive today and thrown in the oven tomorrow. Do you not believe that God will provide for you? Why do you live lives of anxiety? Recapture, claim the blessing nature of God. I think of that encounter Jesus had with the two sisters, Martha and Mary. Jesus comes to go visit them, and there is Martha receiving him into the home, and she is Martha Stewart in action. She's preparing the meal. She's in the kitchen. She's busying herself. She's doing all sorts of things to make sure that the meal is perfect, while Mary sits at Jesus' feet and listens. Martha sweating buckets in the kitchen, and Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. And finally, she can't take it anymore, and Martha comes in and says, "Lord, don't you care that my lazy sister's doing nothing and that I'm doing all this work?" And let's face it, our sympathies are with her because we think we need to earn God's blessings too. And Jesus says, "Martha, you are so anxious and troubled about so many things. Mary has chosen the good portion, and it shall not be taken from her. Mary is not lazy. She's soaking up the blessing nature of God. Many of us think we can earn God's blessing, but sometimes we just have to relax and appropriate it. God's nature is to bless. We have to relax and accept it. Two basic lessons. But what about this thing about aliens? Does God have a warm place in his heart for extraterrestrials? Is he vitally concerned with illegal immigrants? Well, those are two sermons for another day. This morning, understand the truth. We are the aliens. The Christian community from its outset understood itself to be a people not of this world. We are sojourners. We don't belong to this earth. We are people of God on a mission to reach our heavenly city. The people around the early Christians knew they were aliens. The very word for church, parish, means a community of aliens. And so 1 Peter says to the early church, I beseech you as a parish, as a community of aliens and exiles, to abstain from the passions of the flesh. To be a Christian is to be part of an alien community. We've just spent the summer pondering those powerful words of Jesus called the Beatitudes. And they express an ethic and an attitude that is not of this world. Blessed are you who are poor in spirit. Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are you who are merciful. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are you who are meek. Blessed are you who work for peace. Blessed are you who are persecuted. What a strange ethic. What a strange attitude our Lord is inculcating. People who are broken in spirit, whose hearts are broken, our Lord says, yes. But in their brokenness, God comes to bless. In their injury of soul, God comes to bless. Those whose spirits are broken, those who have spent time trying to do that which is almost impossible, God seeks to bless. When our strength is spent, when our spirits are broken, God seeks to bless us. That is a different attitude. That is a different ethic from the attitude and ethic of our world. Most of you know this week I started my new part-time job teaching New Testament at Mercer. And I realize one of the challenges I face is to help these young people redefine the nature of church. Because when I say the word church to them, they think of buildings. They think of parking lots. They think of a physical plant. The early church knew none of that. There was no address for First Baptist Jerusalem. If you went into Rome and you said, where's the Christian church, the temple dedicated to Zeus, they could give you an address. If you're looking for the temple to Apollo, they could give you a street corner. But if you ask for the address of the Christian church, First Baptist in Rome, they would have said, search the catacombs. Search the catacombs. The church at its outset was not a place, it was not a building, it was a community of alien believers. Maybe you and I sometimes need to rethink our concept of church. If some meteor came down tonight and vaporized our facility, there'd be some really upset consigners in our junior room. But you know what? Vineville Baptist Church would be alive. Vineville Baptist Church would still be here. Because Vineville Baptist Church is a community of people, of alien people living the alien ethic of Jesus Christ. Receiving the blessing of God and on pilgrimage to be a blessing to those whom we encounter. That is our mission. That is who we are meant to be. God is a God of blessing. We have to relax to receive it. And we are meant to be a blessing as we receive it. We looked throughout the last many Wednesday nights for several months about the development of Christian history, and one of the extraordinary people that leaped out in that study was an Irish, wild Irish saint by the name of Columba. Columba loved books so much, he started a battle against the abbot of his monastery so he could win back a psalm book that he had copied himself. Columba was so passionate about justice, he started a war with a nobleman who had violated the principle of sanctuary and come into the church to kill someone. Columba's wars took the lives of 3,000 people. And his fellow priest decided he needed to be excommunicated. But he struck a deal. He said, no, don't excommunicate me. Exile me and allow me to win back for Christ as many souls as I lost. Exiled from Ireland, he gathered 12 disciples. They went to a isolated Scottish isle known as Iona. And there he trained those 12. He sent them out into Scotland and they began to win disciples and establish churches. Those disciples began to win other disciples and they began to go into Europe and establish churches. And Columba and his 12 people revitalized Christianity in Europe in the 6th century. Iona was where they became refreshed, but they went out into the world to live as a blessing and win the world for Christ. That's our mission. A couple of months ago, I was thinking about this passage. What does it mean to be an alien people? What does it mean to live in the world but to know you're truly not of it? And suddenly, this electric thought came through my mind. As Christians, we know we are not designed for earth. As Christians, we are not designed for earth. Human beings are not designed for earth. We're designed for another destination. We're designed for the city of God. We are an alien people designed for the city of God. A young woman brought that lesson home to me. Her name is Lauren Hill. Anybody recognize that name? 19-year-old freshman basketball player at Division III college, diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer. Lauren Hill was 19 years years old and knew she would not see age 20. She went through treatments and therapy that were horrible, but she knew they were only fending off the end. She was an exile from heaven. She was just passing through earth. And this brave, brave young woman had one question. Lord, how can I be a blessing? How can I use my life to benefit others? And she said to the reporter, I realized I have to speak for those who cannot speak. I have to speak on behalf of the suffering. And this brave young woman who died April 15th of this year established a foundation for those suffering her kind of brain cancer. And by her life, and by her faith, and by her courage, she proved a blessing. She proved you don't have to live a long life to live a triumphant life. She reminded us that we are all meant to be a blessing. Aliens who offer a blessing to our world. God is a God of blessing. We cannot earn it. We don't deserve it, but we can receive it. And when we receive it, when we recognize our status as children on pilgrimage toward God's celestial city, we can live in such a way with such a joy, with such light and magnetism. We draw others into our journey as well. For we are all marching to Zion, the city of God. May we pray together. Lord, let us claim our alien status. Let us keep our eyes upon our vision, the city toward which you call us. But as we live and as we enjoy your love, may we bless those around us with your strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We invite you to respond to the invitation of the Christ to become a part of the alien community, to claim Christ as the one toward whom you go. Claim him as Savior and Lord. Come into our fellowship. Splice your life into this community of aliens by transfer of letter or by statement. Come as we sing hymn number 550, Marching to Zion.